This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five oh five in the evening. You're with Lynn and Kelvin, and we've got today's instalment of Pop It Parliament with Ayman Rashad. So it is the last week of the current parliamentary sitting, so there should be just a lot of. I don't want to say arguments. There are going to be a lot of events this week. There's going to be a lot happening. Yes. What were the highlights today?
Well, today a lot of the interest was regarding the GST refunds that allegedly went missing.
So that's the one that Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has been talking about for a very long time now.
Yes, Kelvin, that's the one. So Lim Guan Eng said last August, Lim Guan Eng said that the previous government failed to pay 19.4 billion ringgit in GST refunds and that there were less than 2 billion ringgit left in the repayment fund. So the Public Accounts Committee, they launched an investigation, and today the PAC chair, Datuk Nuraini Ahmad, concluded that there were no loss of funds. But the previous government overestimated the net GST collections and that the previous government entered the funds into the wrong account because apparently they put it in the consolidated account instead of the GST refund pool, which violates legal provisions.
So with this news, I'm imagining there was just a lot of reactions from both sides of the political divide.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So opposition MPs mainly responded by saying that Lim Guan Eng had misled Parliament by saying that the previous government had robbed the GST refunds. And they also said that the finance minister should be referred to the Rights and Privileges Committee for the statement. There was also a minor squabble when the deputy speaker, Nga Kuo Ming, told Ismail Sabri to write in formally to the speaker's office. And the opposition MPs, of course, responded to that by arguing that it's a matter of urgency and it shouldn't wait until the next parliamentary sitting. So this is Ismail Sabri speaking on the matter at a press conference later on.
YB Bagan ataupun Menteri Kewangan telah pun berbohong di dalam Dewan dan mengelirukan Dewan. Dan kita minta perkara ini dibahaskan dan diputuskan supaya YB Bagan dirujuk kepada jawatan kuasa hak dan kebebasan. Jadi perkara ini serius kerana ianya melibatkan integriti kerajaan yang lepas. Menuduh sebagai perompak merupakan tuduhan yang sangat serius yang tidak boleh dimaafkan. Jadi sebab itulah kita meminta supaya pihak speaker, pihak dewan untuk membentangkan supaya kita boleh bahaskan. Saya akan menghantar surat secara rasmi immediately selepas ini.
That was opposition leader Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri. Khairi Jamaluddin, the Rembau MP, called on the police to issue a statement on the matter.
Saya pun dah bagi keterangan kepada pihak polis waktu saya buat laporan polis. Dan apabila dah disahkan oleh jawatan kuasa kira-kira wang negara, saya rasa polis mestilah ambil tindakan susulan. Ya? Sebab ini berkaitan dengan satu jenayah, rompakan itu jenayah. So kalau tidak ada jenayah, polis mesti keluarkan kenyataan sekurang-kurangnya.
That was Rembau MP Khairi Jamaluddin. And how did Pakatan Harapan MPs respond?
Well, they held a press conference to insist that the GST refunds were in fact stolen. Ku Pui Tiong, the Kota Melaka MP, he suggested that the previous government had misused the funds for election campaigns before the last general elections. So he said that this might be the reason why the government was unable to transfer the full refunds in 2017 and 2018, even though they were able to do so for the previous 2 years before that.
Sememang diketahui umum bahawa PRU ke-14 yang lepas, Barisan Nasional telah banyak menyalahgunakan wang dan sumber kerajaan untuk tujuan politik. Sebagai contoh, Najib dan kerajaan yang lalu telah membayar ringgit Malaysia 30 juta kepada pekerja DLB Highcom pada April 2018. Walaupun pada ketika tersebut, Parlimen telah dibubarkan. Pelbagai lagi program dan projek yang bersifat pemberian handout telah diluluskan sebelum PRU ke-14 untuk mempengaruhi pengundi. Perkara ini sudah pasti secara tidak langsung telah menyebabkan kerajaan tidak dapat menunaikan pembayaran balik GST.
The MP for Jelutong, RSN Ria, said that he will make a police report to investigate for a criminal breach of trust. of trust, sorry. So yeah, both sides are calling for police action.
Yeah, and it also sounds as if they haven't fully coordinated their statements, because the top is saying something and then on the lower level, the MPs seem to be saying something else.
Yeah, so the top level investigated it, consisting members from both sides of the political divide, and then you have on the ground members saying something else. I don't know if this is a mistrust of the institution itself coming directly from the MPs that are part of the same institution, or if it's just a disbelief and a towing of party lines.
Well, there's that. But I also think that there has been a dominant narrative for quite some time about, you know, the former government and misappropriating funds, sure, or misplacing money, or just, you know, doing any number of those sorts of things. And because of that, I think the narrative is so strong that for some people, it can be very difficult to move on from it in any cohesive way, even when the investigations seem to suggest pretty strongly that a number of different sorts of misbehaviors happen, not just this one whole big idea of they stole.
Yeah, because this is either a case of corruption or just severe incompetence.
So moving on from all of that then, Ayman, what else did you find interesting today?
Well, yesterday, you guys may know about this, there was news on how non-Malay journalists were evicted from the UMNO Lembah Pantai annual general meeting. They were told to leave because supposedly it was a Malay meeting and only Malay journalists could cover the opening speech by Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri.
Well, it's good to know of the three of us, at least one of us would have made it in. So there is that at least. And there's quite a lot of statements coming from the opposition leader today.
Yeah, he's been quite active today. So reporters caught up with him to ask what he knew of the whole incident. He said that he wasn't involved in the decision because he was only invited to officiate the event. And he also said that maybe it was meant to be a closed door meeting and that there might have been a communication breakdown.
Jadi sesiapa saja selain daripada perwakilan dan pemerhati yang mempunyai pas tidak boleh berada di dalam dewan. Ya, itu memang normal lah. Jadi mungkin pengerusi itu, majlis itu, dia sincere nak beritahu siapa yang tidak berkenaan di dalam mesyuarat tertutup, sila keluar. Tapi cara penyampaian dia tu, saya rasa bukan keputusan daripada bahagian pun. Tapi waktu itu dia mungkin off the cuff, dia tak berapa biasa dengan perkara seperti itu. Jadi bila dia sebut tu agak kurang manis lah. Itu sajalah.
I mean, for it to be the gut response that he's suggesting does say something about the people at the serving at the door for that event.
Yeah, so I think communication breakdown here is kind of shorthand for just perhaps there wasn't any... There wasn't sufficient courtesy. That's what it sounds like. I mean, aside from potentially just blatant racism, yeah. There is also the possibility that they might just have had an extremely rude, uncourteous person kind of responding to journalists, which is always a problem.
I guess. Ayman, anything else you'd like to bring up from today?
Yeah, just one more thing. The Port Dickson MP, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, commented on the Penang South Reclamation Project, you know, the one where the fishermen protested last week outside Parliament. Anwar Ibrahim said that he has met with a few Penang MPs to discuss about the matter. And he also said that he doesn't oppose the project, but he did call for fair compensation for the fishing community.
Tujuan kita bukan sekadar dengar bantahan daripada nelayan, dan saya fikir perlu juga difahamkan agar pembangunan ini boleh diteruskan. Tetapi yang paling utama bagi saya, bagaimana nak pertahankan kepentingan penduduk tempatan. Ya. Sama ada kekal sebagai nelayan atau tidak, tetapi mestilah ada. Projek yang besar 16 bilion itu tidak hanya harus fikirkan cara lama, kerangka lama, bentuk pemodal untuk bagi pampasan. Saya tidak setuju. Harus ada rencana untuk membangunkan mereka in situ ataupun di tempat yang ditambahkan yang baru ini.
So we'll be talking about the Penang South Reclamation Project in more detail later on this evening after the 7 o'clock news. So do stay tuned for that. And if you have any thoughts that you'd like to share on the issues covered in today's rather contentious episode of Popit Popit Parliament, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Ayman, thank you for those updates.
Anytime.
Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.